Well, Giles, I guess all that euphoria after beating Sussex, it didn't work today, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't. Disappointing day all round, really, I think, for us. We didn't get the runs we could have got. I don't think we adapted to a wicket that was slightly slow. Helped the slower bowlers, pace off the ball bowlers, the spinners. And we didn't get the score that we could defend, obviously. But then with the ball, we showed glimpses and we hung in there. But again, I think we wanted to take it a little bit deeper than that, really.
Mm. I mean, you started so well. 80 without loss in the 12th over before the first wicket fell.
That's right. Carbs played particularly well. And then fortunately got out at the time he did. I think with this game, you can bat deep into the innings as an individual. I think, you know, in hindsight, we needed a big score for one of those two that got in, Jimmy and Carbs. But it wasn't to be today. And we never really got going and lost wickets in bundles, really, as the innings went on and ended up short. You know, we reckon afterwards we needed 275 plus, I think. 275 is a minimum to really be competitive. And then it came out, and there's no pressure on Beldrum. He played very well. There's no pressure on him to up the scoring. He was able to just bat time it and get him over the line. So, disappointing day for us, but we go again on Saturday.
I mean, they got to 131 without loss, chasing 233. It's almost game over then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Fidel bowled a nice spell, and he got a couple of wickets, so that's a positive today. And having back in and around the group is a real plus. But you know, it's the nature of one-day cricket. And I think we've got to bounce back, simple as that. We've got an important game on Saturday, and we back up with another game Sunday. You know, so we've got to look to win both of those and put ourselves in a really good position. But yeah, one win out of two. It's not a train smash, but we'd dearly like to get a win next game.
Just going back to the innings as a whole, you were losing wickets, as you say, but a couple of run-outs in the middle there didn't help, did it?
Don't help at all. You know, had a few soft dismissals as well, to be fair, and then a couple of run-outs in it, and we didn't help ourselves. You know, and that's unfortunately the way it panned out today, opposed to the other day where we batted really well and ran particularly well. So, you know, it's a challenging game, as we know, and we've got to put that right come Saturday.
It's interesting you left Danny Briggs out, because it was a sort of pitch, wasn't it, where they're taking the pace off?
Yeah, it was. Had Fidel back in, and we weren't. It looked a good flat wicket, to be honest. In hindsight, you know, Danny would have bowled well on that, but Fidel came in for someone, and Danny this time was the one to miss out. And I thought Fidel bowled very well, as I said. But yeah, it'd be nice to have Danny too, but we can't have everyone.